Welcome to Here's to Your Health with Joshua Lane. Here's to Your Health discusses the current thinking in wellness, bringing you the most influential thinkers in beauty, fitness, and longevity. Your host, Joshua Lane, was part of the Dr. Ann Wigmore team that helped bring wheatgrass, sprouts, and raw foods to a worldwide audience. And now the host of Here's to Your Health, Joshua Lane.
This is Melanie from last year. We play this now as a tribute to her passing.
Welcome to this edition of Here's to Your Health. I'm your host, Josh Lane. Happy to say that my guest today is the singer-songwriter Melanie. Now, many of you know of Melanie's work, Beautiful People, What Have They Done to My Song, A Candle in the Rain, and of course, A Brand New Key, which is kind of a little bit of a cross to bear for Melanie, as that song is very popular and everyone loves it and it's very sweet, but I guess people like to pigeonhole Melanie with that one international hit. I'm very happy to have you on the show, and as I enjoy your music very much, and as in preparation for the interview, I did some research and I just didn't realize really what your reach was, because everybody seems to really like your work. Recently, you did a duet with Miley Cyrus, and you were actually covered years ago by Mott the Hoople, and so that's a kind of a spread there. And you've worked on stage with Dave Van Ronk and Bob Dylan, and so it's just really quite remarkable. And if I can ask this by way of getting the conversation going, as a young girl, was folk music, jug band music, a prime factor in the way you saw things?
You know, Italians, they just sing. You know, they sing in the street. You know, my grandmother would just be walking along, and she would just say, and, you know, the other people might look and wonder what she was. But Italians just broke into song whenever they felt like it. And she just sang Italian pop music, whatever she remembered, whatever she heard. And then my mom was a jazz singer, and her taste ran from Billie Holiday to Bessie Smith and even Peggy Lee. You know, not too much big band singers, but she did like Rosemary Clooney, and so she sang a lot of those songs. And she sang in the village with Sam the Man Taylor and different at the Blue Note and different jazz clubs. And I would go up with her. And my uncle was a union organizing folk singing person. So his music was much more folk. Lots of Woody Guthrie songs and a lot of union organizing songs and Pete Seeger and real folky people. And so that I had all three of those musics in my life. And everybody in my family played an instrument. My father played the sax, but he was the odd man out. My father was the capitalist. He was, but he played a saxophone. And of course, my mom sang all the Billie Holiday songs and Peggy Lee songs. And then my grandmother sang Italian songs and my uncle sang folk songs. And so they all played either the ukulele or the baritone ukulele or the guitar. My uncle played, like harmonica and anything that you could, the piccolo, or the, what did he call it? He called it a sweet potato, I think, or something like that. But anyway, so I had just music was part of my life. I thought everybody had music like that in their life. And it was a big part, you know, it was like it brought everybody together, the capitalists and the socialists. And the communists, it brought everybody together. And so that was my upbringing. And I just thought everybody had this.
Right.
It wasn't until later that I you know, realized, especially after I moved from New York, where I had a really diverse upbringing with every nationality that exists. And, you know, I moved to a pretty provincial place in Long Branch, New Jersey. South Jersey, the Jersey Shore. The place where Bruce Springsteen is so fond of being from. But I had a very hard time adjusting. I was like the odd person out. But did I answer your question? Because you were asking me how my upbringing or my musical influences. What did you ask me?
No, actually, you began to answer it because actually, you know, that is the basis of the conversation, the fact that your music, you really are seen, I guess, in the singer-songwriter genre. When that kind of first appeared, you know, in the mid-60s to the late-60s to the early-70s. And so you were part of that and you had a bunch of hits. But so many people seem to like your music. For example, didn't Nina Simone cover some of your songs?
Yeah, she sang Look What They've Done to My Song, Ma.
Right.
I'm going to bring you back because when I first started, there wasn't a term singer-songwriter.
Right.
Nobody
right.
called people right. singer-songwriters.
Right.
You were either a singer who is usually the beautiful, glamorous person, and then the songwriter who was a funny-looking person who sat in the back room and, you know, put out songs. The term didn't come into being. In fact, when I first started out, they called me the female Bob Dylan.
Oh, really?
Because he was a singer who wrote songs, but there weren't, you know, Joan Baez didn't write songs at that point. You know, she was a folk singer, and Judy Collins was a folk singer, and I was influenced by the Seegers and Gene Ritchie. I loved the early folk music, Ewan McCall,
right,
and people that nobody ever heard of type of folk singers.
Right.
You know,
right.
And they were a strong influence. I'd go down to the village with my mom, who would hop into a jazz club, and I would have a guitar strapped to my back, and I'd wander around. And sometimes I would be moved to go to Washington Square and sing out there. And when it came time to passing Lord, leaving your guitar case. I never had a guitar case. Only Juilliard students had guitar cases.
In those days, right?
Before the music business was even taught in music schools.
Right.
And so I would just stand there and sing, and I had a really loud voice, and I would end the song, and I'd just kind of run away because I was driven, but I had absolutely no clue as to what I was doing or why I was doing it. It was a drive that was innate, and it was part of my being.
Melanie, so if I can just mention this, as a very young, as a teenage girl, before you became famous, you recorded some, you know, well-known songs. And I was wondering, before you wrote your own songs, was jug band music the work of, say, Jim Queskin, Maria Muldaur, Jeff Muldaur, and then also the Love and Spoonful? Did you enjoy their stuff?
I didn't know who Maria Muldaur wasn't really out yet,
right.
I don't think. Judy Hensky was
Judy Hensky, right.
A definite influence on me. I loved all kinds of music. I didn't have every type of music. I mean, the only music that kind of I didn't gravitate toward was slick production, Broadway kind of musical performances, but I loved the songs, you know, and that's really, I think, where I, right early, I've noticed that you could have a song that was great, but it was how it was embellished that people put it in, pigeonholed it into a genre.
Right.
You know, whereas, I mean, again, here's Nina Simone singing "Look What They've Done to My Song, Ma."
Right.
Right. I mean, how she didn't do it like the production. She didn't do it like the New Seekers.
Right.
And Ray Charles didn't do it like Nina Simone. You know, it was, that's, I loved when people sang my song and really interpreted it. Like, I think the New Seekers, which were considered very poppy and, you know, mainstream. And when they did it, they kind of aped my version. But when Ray Charles did it and Nina Simone, they made it their own. And that was when the first time I really thought of myself as a songwriter. Because before then, it was just, I sang my own songs because it was, they communicated to me.
Right.
So I had an easier time singing them.
Right. But I guess when someone of the stature of Ray Charles and Nina Simone sing your songs, you think to yourself, oh my goodness, these must be good. Look at these heavyweights
really
singing my songs.
Song.
That's right. No, no, that seems very fair. Now, let me just ask you about your big hit, Brand New Key. Okay, Brand New Key became enormously popular. And that, you know, that was really a fun song, and it was big internationally. Did that song actually, were you more popular in Europe first before the United States?
It was more in Europe. I was, my husband, who was my producer from the beginning, really, he was from the Ukraine, and he saw me as appealing to European audience. He said, you have that, you know, that passion that Europeans get. And so he, you know, had me going to Europe and singing. I sang at the Olympia Theater.
In Paris.
Gilbert Beco brought me over, and I sang 40 days and 40 nights at the Olympia Theater in Paris, second on the bill to Gilbert Beco.
Wow.
Now, he was like the Frank Sinatra of Europe. You know, he was like, I had never heard of him. You know, most Americans hadn't, but he was really, really huge there. And he was the one who introduced me to the French public. But Brand New Key came out way after, you know, so many other songs, like Beautiful People had already been out. Here, it was what they called a turntable hit. That couldn't really happen now because, you know, most radio stations have to play what they're told to play.
Right.
But there was a time when a DJ could get a hold of a record and play it, and basically Beautiful People went viral. And the record label at the time, which was CBS, Clive Davis, didn't get it. You know, they didn't get it at all.
Right.
And so it was released, but never serviced at the radio record stores. So people were hearing the record, but couldn't buy it. And, a year later, I was on Buddha Records and they re-released it. But it had already become a well-known song in Europe.
Yes.
And then I had, you know, laid down Candles in the Rain and Look What They've Done to My Song, Ma. Nichols' song was the big one. And once Brand New Key happened, it was kind of labeled, I was labeled a one-hit wonder, which was kind of astounding. Because
right. You had five hits already. Yeah.
Hits.
Right.
Okay, you know, whatever. But there was a strange kind of thing that happened. There was a polarization of East Coast and West Coast.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
The West Coast scene was what Rolling Stone kind of was behind, you know, for many reasons, political, not politics political, but industry political interests. You know, I mean, the Kinney parking lots became involved in the music industry.
Oh,
you
yes,
know?
That's right. That's right.
Before, it had been an industry where musical ears were the heads of A&R departments. You know, at one point, lawyers took over, and it became different. And Rolling Stone, which at the time I considered my people, you know, because
yes.
there were the straight conformist people, and then there were the oddballs. And like growing up, there was, before the term hippie, I was considered an oddball, or maybe even a beatnik.
Right.
But, you know, terminology is a funny thing.
This is Josh Lane. You're listening to Here's to Your Health. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after these important messages.
Have you had your Carlson Norwegian fish oil today? Decades ago, scientists discovered why Greenland Eskimos maintain healthy hearts despite their high-fat diets. The high level of omega-3 oils in their seafood diet protected their hearts. Carlson Norwegian fish oil provides those important omega-3 oils. The same omega-3s from cold water fish support maximum brain power, immune strength, joint comfort, and our vision, too. Carlson, the very finest fish oil, is a valuable source of the important omega-3s EPA and DHA. Each teaspoon provides a full 1,600 milligrams of omega-3s. And its purity is guaranteed. Try it on salads and popcorn. It tastes like lemon, not fishy. As for Carlson, the very finest fish oil, at finer health food stores today.
Aloe Life for beautiful skin locks in the moisture, plus contains a natural growth factor. Aloe Life is America's premium aloe vera brand, richest in the active ingredients you need to get the full benefit of aloe vera. For healthier looking skin, more beautiful skin from Aloe Life. Naturally clear skin, look for Aloe Life. Aloe Life Juice Concentrate and Skin Gel work together. Sold nationally at your favorite natural food store and pharmacy. And note, there's a big difference in aloe products. Friends, people ask me, why does Aloe Life Concentrate or tablets support body wellness? And I tell them what Aloe Life products do for my family. Everything, digestion to skin support and healthier energy too. Aloe Life for body wellness support. Go to AloeLife.com or call 1-800-414-ALOE. Aloe Life, call 800-414-2563. Naturally clear skin, number one in aloe. Aloe Life.
Welcome to this edition of Here's to Your Health. I'm your host, Josh Lane. The topic for the new year is healthier skin and body, think aloe. And our guest is Karen Masterson-Cook, a true expert in the study of clinical nutrition. Karen has more than 40 years of experience, 20 years working in a medical clinic, and for the last 20 years, Karen Masterson-Cook has been educating the public to choose a healthier path with her books, including her major work, Beyond Gluten Intolerance, her articles, and the therapeutic line of aloe vera products called Aloe Life, which Karen started in 1991. Welcome back to the show, Karen, and thank you for sharing some easy skin and health tips for troubled skin and body, and to discussing with us how to avoid the early aging of our skin in both men and women. And friends, the science on Aloe Life has exploded, and Karen Masterson-Cook will help us, will share research papers on this ancient skin plant, also called an herbal medicine chest, aloe vera. Karen, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be with you and all the listeners to share more about truth about health with the natural herbal medicine, highlighting aloe, the number one herbal superfood. I kid you not, friends, the most important herb of all time. and a shortcut, I say, back to healthier. It's a rather short show, friends, yet applying the health basics for skin just could save your life. The experts have confirmed that all diseases are up, including cancer and autoimmune diseases, due to the obesity epidemic. Yeah, we want to get out and do all that exercise and eat good too. With the number one skin and lung cancer, number one, 3 and 4 prostate and breast, with colon cancer, number 5, friends. And we all need to focus on preventative health. I know Joshua agrees to that. And I just had my early checkup with my dermatologist. And fortunately this year, friends, I got an all clear from a couple of biopsies that didn't look too good on my face and arm. Previously, I'd had the 3 cancers removed. So these little tiny things can, small ones can potentially turn into large cancers, as I say, and even go internally. So I love getting out in nature, and I've learned to take better preventative steps. And thank God I have the AlloLife products to support my health program, too.
Right, right. Our guest is Karen Masterson-Cook, the founder of AlloLife, founded in 1991. Karen, I'm happy you had a good checkup, and we all want healthy, youthful, beautiful skin. We really need that. And we want to be preventative in our health. And I use the AlloLife products, you know, so I know they work. I use the skin gel, which really helps my skin quite a lot, actually. And I used to have some bad scarring on my face from teen acne, you know, not terrible, but not great. And the Aloe Gold internally helps me very much. And also the skin gel externally has really been very good for my skin. And my Karen, I do have a question. People need to hear this. What does the Aloe Gold taste like? And how does it support digestion? Can you explain how that works?
Well, yes, you are so correct to say that, you know, you don't know exactly how it works, but it really helped your teen acne. I know the scarring, because I've known you for so many years, Joshua, just faded and faded away, mm-hmm. as all of our other customers. They call up. They're actually mad sometimes, because they've done a lot of abrasion therapy and such, and here they get a hold of the skin gel by AlloLife, and it's like a miracle herb. It's amazing, but it's we're going to tell you real soon. So, and it doesn't taste like water, does it, Joshua?
No, no. It has a nice taste, but it doesn't taste like water, no, no.
No. It's really a quality aloe, like Aloe Gold by AlloLife, friends. It tastes more like tomato juice. That might surprise you, because it contains so much nutrition. 75% is nutrition, and including 50 trace minerals. That gives that tomato taste. And it's not over filtered. It's still golden yellow in color that shows the bitter bite is there. And this is good because it's classed as an herbal bitter, the number one herbal superfood category. And the AlloLife concentrate does not taste like water. And that's important, friends. You know, the bitter actually turns on the digestive juices to flow in the stomach, HCL. And that's required for healthier digestion in the stomach of all your foods, including proteins and the skin vitamins that build skin for the entire body, like A and C and omega-3s and all the minerals. They need that HCL, friends. And also, that it actually helps as for the indigestion and bloating, because it's linked to HCL, the heartburn. Yeah, the good old-fashioned heartburn pressure. We often get this feedback that it just goes away. And the advanced stomach plus formula juice with the added herbal extracts is best for more of the sporadic reflux over acidity symptoms to soothe relief of the burning, nausea, bloating, and miserable symptoms and more. And I never get tired of hearing about people's results like yours, Joshua. And there's hundreds of applications, both topically and taking it internally with the aloe plant or a therapeutic aloe like Aloe Gold and the skin gel. What a pair. And take it a little bit every day. Sometimes people take it in a crisis, but if you take a little bit of a day, it really keeps you out of that crisis, you know, miserable issues. And it helps to balance the pH in the gut, supporting multiple benefits. For example, I want to give a good example. A woman had purchased our cherry berry. We have the 2 flavors, an orange papaya concentrate for her 2 sons that were having constipation, slow bowels. it worked so well, she decided to take an ounce herself. And she too experienced the regularity effect, which was wonderful. Yet get this, she also explained a rash that had been on her abdomen for months, totally cleared up. And lastly, what made her call the 800 number that's on every product was her daily energy increased unbelievably. So she had to thank us for being a mother of two twins, of twin boys. And Aloe truly does multitask, friends, for sure. Josh, would you like for me to share a couple of pieces of research?
Please do. Yes, Karen, please do.
Okay, there's over 3,000 now. It's exploded in research in over 40 countries, friends, six primarily on research. And China has been doing a lot of study. They have billions of people, so, and a lot of scientists. And what they found is aloe's antimicrobial action, published in 2019, explained the success with the human immunity factor, polysaccharide, some call Acemannan. It's super impressive, and it goes after any kind of fungus, an overgrowth called Candida albicans, in just minutes, friends. It's quite amazing, not even with using probiotics, even though I like that as well. Two, the U.S. bioavailability studies, two of them, in two different universities resulted in improved digestion with humans drinking a quality aloe of absorbing the fat-soluble skin vitamins like vitamin E, 300% better. And so that's just phenomenal. And E is so essential for healthy cells and healthy body. Vitamin C, 200%, and B12, timed release, which is critical for energy, friends, brain and body wellness in the body. And people aren't getting enough of it. So we got the mental illness going on with the vegan diet. And the 9 studies confirming that aloe supports healthier blood sugar in relationship to prediabetes and diabetes. And I've been doing a deep dive on this, and it was over 250 studies worldwide, but 9 of them from the U.S. that showed that it lowered the fasting blood glucose in record time and the hemoglobin A1C as well, which is not only improves energy, but significantly improves total body circulation and improves skin. Beginning to see why I call it a foundational health product. It's amazing, isn't it, Joshua?
It is amazing. For those just tuning into the show, our guest is Karen Masterson Cook. And Karen Masterson Cook is the founder of Aloe Life, the most influential, important of the Aloe Vera companies, which Karen founded in 1991. Also, Karen is the author of an important book, Beyond Gluten Intolerance. Karen, so what is it in the Aloe Life Aloe Vera skin gel that supports my skin and helps reduce the scarring and improve the quality of my skin?
Well, I know we have limited time, so real quick, there's over 100 actives from the plant juice. And in the Aloe Life, since it's not over-filtered or overheated, you get basically all of the important ones, to include my favorite one, the plant growth factor, gibberellins. Yes, It's one of the 25 phytonutrients that was very significant in the study by Aloe Life in 97 that proved it stimulate new healthy skin cells, get this, friends, in less than 8 hours, which is a very big deal in health science, friends. Okay, Aloe Life is now the skin and body experts. And when it comes to aloe, it's amazing. And it was even in 1810, it was noted in the Pharmacopoeia for herbal and natural medicine as an absolute amazing herb for skin issues, shortening healing time of burns, but also all these other modern day skin conditions as well. This aloe works on the inside throughout the GI tract with the same one-of-a-kind aloe gold juice concentrate, 4 times concentrated, that has actually approved descriptions by the FDA on the bottle to support digestion, energy, and optimum health, friends. Okay, you can see why I get excited. But this includes skin, which supports scalp, acne, eczema, psoriasis, rosacea. You need to have a healthy liver, even ulcers, hemorrhoids, diverticuli pockets, frostbite this time of year, and even the gum and periodontal concerns correspond with the actives in the aloe juice concentrate. Ingesting just 1 to 2 ounces a day supports immunity balance, especially partnering with the foods and the skin basics I write about from Foods and Supplements Friends. Isn't that so exciting?
That's very impressive. And for those just tuning into the show, our guest is Karen Masterson Cook. And Karen Masterson Cook is the founder of Aloe Life, the premier aloe vera available in the United States, founded in 1991. Also, Karen is the author of an important book, which I think you enjoy reading, called Beyond Gluten Intolerance. Karen, I do have a question. What about the idea of detoxification of the liver to improve the quality of our skin and the skin on our body?
Yes, the liver is a very important organ, friends. I know you don't go around every day thinking, how healthy is my liver? But what we've seen in these last 3 to 4 years is a lot of lazy liver. Yes, non-alcoholic lazy liver cirrhosis. It's really a problem. And the liver is essential for over 500 actions, including absorption of skin fat soluble vitamins, like the omega-3s, like from cod liver oil. One of my favorite supplements, cod liver oil, vitamin A, essential for lining cells, D and E, plus vitamin K, and requires the detoxing and cleansing of the blood. Okay, so we actually feel good and really are able to fight off infections and have a healthy immune system as well, friends. And, you know, there's also this really interesting product by Aloe Life called Detox Plus. And that's like an advanced formula with the aloe gold in it, but it has these wonderful 10 herbal extracts like milk thistle and Ezeac herb, some that you've heard of, that really, really get the results, friends. And would you like me to talk about the fun wrinkle study also, Josh? That's a
sure,
fun
Karen.
One.
That's an important one. Go ahead, please.
So the wrinkle study, friends, actually had 70 women in the study. So it wasn't huge. It wasn't like some of the studies, like for walking, how important walking is. It'll lengthen our life by 10 years, they say, just 30 minutes. No, this is on aloe and wrinkles. And what it showed is they gave 35 of the women quality aloe. When I say that, it's not the watered down imposter aloes that are out, mostly water on the market. It's quality aloe from the plant, like Aloe Life. And what they found, just under 3 months, that these women actually kicked up, they did blood tests, their type 1 collagen that actually is so important for healthy, youthful skin, 30%. So that's not something to snub our noses at. And then they also tested the snapback of the skin. On the back of your hand, you can pull up the skin with calipers, and it snapped back really crazy good. So again, I've earned all the wrinkles at being a healthy senior that I have, but I don't have that advanced wrinkle sagging body. And that's the fun part of using a quality aloe. Isn't that great?
That is very good. That is very good. Our guest is Karen Masterson Cook, the founder of Aloe Life, which Karen founded in 1991. That was a long time ago. And as we come to the end of the interview, I would like to mention that for listeners of Here's to Your Health, Aloe Life and Karen Masterson Cook, they have 17 products, which I'm happy to recommend. And we are offering listeners of the show a checkout, a discount of 20% if they mention Joshua 20, J-O-S-H-U-A 20, or Health 20. They receive a 20% discount. Also, of course, you can find Aloe Life nationally at Natural Grocers, Mother's Market, Sprouts, Clark's, on Amazon, of course, and at AloeLife.com. Or you can call Karen at 1-800-414-2563. That's call Karen at 1-800-414-2563. I'd like to thank Karen for information today about Aloe Life, which I'm very happy to recommend on a personal level. Karen, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Well, we do have our Back to Basics skincare, and it's available at Whole Foods Market as well, the skin gel, which is primarily the product. And then to pick one of the daily concentrates, friends, and you will get results fast. We are 30 years in business, the skin and body health experts, friends, and we have trained phone counselors to help you if you get confused as to what products might be best, and little bundles that you can save even extra money on. We love to help people save money. Aloe Life is truly the best buy in health products, the most important. And I want to encourage you to choose health. Choose AlloLife for a healthier life, friends. Just 5 minutes to 45 days. You can look and feel the difference. And remember, there's a big difference in Allo products. And AlloLife will get the results for you. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Our guest has been Karen Masterson-Cook, the founder of AlloLife. AlloLife, founded in 1991, in my opinion, the premier aloe vera available in the United States. And you can call Karen at 1-800-414-2563. That's 1-800-414-2563. This is Josh Lane. You're listening to Here's to Your Health. We'll take a short break, and we'll be right back after these important messages.
Friends, take care of your skin using AlloLife juice and skin gel. My dry, troubled skin felt better right away. It's my number one choice for beautiful and healthy skin. Using AlloLife, aloe juice, skin gel, and lotion starts soothing and renewing dry skin and oily skin on contact, easing irritations on cracking skin too. AlloLife skin gel is the best therapy without a prescription, feeling soft and smooth, balancing, feeling youthful. Use AlloLife products, including skin gel, sold nationally at your favorite natural food store and pharmacy. Online, find a store near you at AlloLife.com or call AlloLife 1-800-414-ALOE. That's 1-800-414-2563. Look and feel your best with AlloLife.
Medical scientists worldwide are encouraging people to eat more fish. Most American diets are low in cold water fish that are abundant in important omega-3 oils. DHA and EPA are the vital components of fish oil that provide healthy benefits. Not only are they crucial for brain and vision development, they're very important for cardiovascular health. Carlson, America's leading Norwegian fish oil brand, specializes in both great-tasting soft gels that are easy to swallow and fish oil liquids that don't taste fishy. That's right, Carlson provides the most extensive line of fish oils to meet all your needs. You can take Carlson fish oils with confidence, for Carlson fish oils are tested for purity, potency, and freshness. Ask for Carlson Norwegian fish oils today. That's right. Ask for Carlson Norwegian fish oils today.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health with Joshua Lane. Here's to Your Health discusses the current thinking in wellness, bringing you the most influential thinkers in beauty, fitness, and longevity. Your host, Joshua Lane, was part of the Dr. Ann Wigmore team that helped bring wheatgrass, sprouts, and raw foods to a worldwide audience. And now the host of Here's to Your Health, Joshua Lane.
Welcome to this edition of Here's to Your Health. I'm your host, Josh Lane. The latest SARS-CoV-2 variant, JN1, was first detected in the United States in September of 2023, and by mid-December, it accounted for about half of all COVID cases in the country, and the calls to get the latest updated COVID shots have resumed. And the cases associated with this variant are also on the rise in the United Kingdom, in China, and in India. And according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the rapid spread of JN1 suggests it may be more transmissible and or has greater immune evading abilities. So the question we have is, what can we do to protect ourselves? And our guest is Bill Tabner, Bill Tabner with Bonafide Masks, who has been a regular contributor to the show, and the KN95 masks that Bill recommends is used, of course, by the United States military, by the U.S. House of Representatives, by the Senate, and as always like to mention, Bernie Sanders was photographed wearing one of Bill's KN95 masks. Bill Tabner, welcome to the show.
Josh, thanks for having me again. I really appreciate it. It's great to be back on the show.
Happy to have you on the show. And of course, it is important that we protect ourselves. And one way that we can is through the use of appropriate masking in situations where that's required. So what is it about the KN95 masks that Bonafide Masks recommends it make them so valuable?
Well, that's a great question. You know, as we all know, cold, flu, and I guess we can say now COVID season is here. There's sort of a triple pandemic going around right now with, you know, that we see with the flu, COVID, and also RSV. And one of the things we've been keeping an eye on, so we provide, we're the exclusive distributor for Palcom and for Harley K95 masks, and now also the Harley N95 surgical mask in the United States. And the KN95 and also the N95 masks are considered respirators because of the seal they make on your face and around your mouth and your nose. And the 95 and the KN95 and the N95, of course, stand for 95% particulate filtration efficiency. And our company, Bonafide Mask, we've been around, as you know, since the beginning of the pandemic. And we were, just to review some of our story, if you remember, we were asked by some local officials here to manufacture masks at our manufacturing facility for local hospitals. And it wasn't something that our metal manufacturing company was able to do. So we did what we always do. We helped out, but we did it by doing it the right way. And we did that by establishing direct relationships with very reputable and well-known mask manufacturers, specifically KN95 manufacturers, whose masks during that period of time when N95s were short in supply, that their KN95s were on the short list of the FDA's authorized respirators. So they had an emergency use authorization back then. And Palcom and Harley's KN95s were both were on that list. It was a very short list, I think 13 companies in the beginning. And there was, as we all know, back then and still now, there's a lot of counterfeit masks and a lot of masks out there that don't meet standards. So finding a company such as ourselves who has that direct relationship, and we always only get our masks directly from the factory, especially as their exclusive distributor, and then also handle all the logistics and shipping ourselves, people can count on getting a mask, you know, that meets standards. And that's important because, as I tell everyone, you know, we're these masks, the KN95s and the N95, those masks are there to help protect people's health, whether they use them themselves, give them to family members or friends or associates. And, you know, these aren't like paper clips where, you know, you're just giving them out. These are something that people count on to keep them safe. So we're proud of what we've done. We'll continue to do this, to do it the right way. And nowadays, Josh, as you alluded to in the beginning of the call, you're seeing some more mask demand, but you're also seeing like mask mandates returning to hospitals in New York City and mm-hmm. several other states
right.
amid this rise in, you know, the COVID flu and cold season. You're also seeing it in other countries as well. I believe Spain has made masks mandatory in hospitals as the cases have surged as well. So, you know, it just there's been a lot of companies, maybe I shouldn't say a lot, but there have been companies that were mask marketplaces, you know, that have closed their shop because they, you know, they weren't able to sort of maintain their business over there. But we are in this for the long term. We're continuing to have masks manufactured at both Palcom and Harley and replenishing our warehouses across the country so people can count on us not only now and next week, but in 6 months from now and a year from now. And like I said, we're proud of what we've done, and we're going to be here for anybody and everybody that needs us.
Right, right. For those just tuning into the show, our guest is Bill Tabner. Bill Tabner, a regular contributor to Here's to Your Health, and Bill is the president of Bonafide Masks, who supply the KN95 masks to the United States military, the Senate and House representatives, and major hospitals throughout the United States. Bill, what is it that we consumers are looking for when we buy a KN95 mask? What are the features in it Has it, for example, I've seen some little paper blue masks that people wear that don't seem to cover the nose very well, and I see those around. So what is it about KN95 that is so desirable?
Well, so the KN95 and the N95 distinguish themselves because they're respirators. The three-ply mask that you alluded to earlier, that's protective, but just not as protective. As you can see in those three-ply masks, they don't have that seal around the nose, around the cheeks, or underneath the chin. You'll see some gaps in there, and that's where you have some leakage, and therefore that basically adds some additional risk. And talking about KN95s, as I mentioned before, you know, you really want to look. There's a lot of marketplaces out there that call themselves are marketplaces, and they're basically like big flea markets, and they have people who are selling masks, and there's no way to really ascertain where those masks, you know, like that supply chain is coming from. So, and that's where we like to distinguish ourselves, because we have an authenticity statement on our website, which is basically put out by the owners of our company, including myself, stating that, you know, we only procure masks directly from the factory. We never buy from any intermediaries, agents, or third parties, and we handle all the shipping and logistics. The other thing, too, is that we also do, I had our company buy one of those NIOSH testing machines. So it's a $100,000 machine we purchased. So we do supplementary testing in-house in addition to the third-party testing and factory testing that our mask places test. So that's just to make sure that everything meets the standards, and we're providing, you know, the masks that, you know, again, that are going to keep people safe.
Right, right. Our guest is Bill Tabner. Bill Tabner, the president of Bonafide Masks out of Mount Vernon, New York. And the parent company to Bonafide Masks is Ball Chain Manufacturing, and they manufacture all the ball chain. So all the men and women in the United States Armed Forces who wear dog tags, those dog tags are supported by the Ball Chain Manufacturing ball chain that Bill's family started in the Bronx in 1938. They got a great track record. Bill, what are people, when people buy the KN95 masks, you sell masks here in the United States and also in Canada. Are you the largest supplier of the KN95 masks in the U.S. and Canada?
You know, something, I don't know that. I would venture to say we are one of them.
Yes.
If not the largest. So I don't know that for a fact. But you also touched on the fact that our, you know, our company with the has the ties to the military, and we do. My great-grandfather had started our company back in the 1930s. In his garage with his son, my grandfather, and we make that product called ball chains, and you'll see that on the military dog tags, and you'll see it on ceiling fans, you'll see it in toilets, you'll see it on shades, you'll see it, you know, for carpet samples, you'll see it all pretty much all over the place. It's on fishing swivels. We make several million feet of that per week.
Wow.
Right here in Mount Vernon, New York.
Right.
In a variety of different metals, ranging from copper to brass to stainless steels to carbon steels to aluminum to sterling silver, gold filled materials, and we deal with a variety of different industries. But, you know, one of the things that over the years, we're the only manufacturer left in the United States. We are the largest in the world, but one of the things that that we've continued our tradition over here is just always, and I mentioned it before, we always do things the right way. We treat people like we would want to be treated ourselves. We keep it simple. You know, just do the right thing and take care of your customers, who I like to also think are my friends. And it's a nice way of doing business, and it makes things easy. I tell our customer service people, you know, it's an easy job, because if somebody has an issue, we fix it. Somebody has a complaint, we fix it. Somebody has a lost package, we fix it. Somebody gets a damaged package, we fix it.
Right.
And we don't blink and we don't think about it. We just take care of it.
Right. Well, that makes perfect sense. Our guest is Bill Tabner. Bill Tabner, the president of Ball Chain Manufacturing in Mount Vernon, New York, and Ball Chain's division, Bonafide Masks, sells us the KN95 masks, widely used, of course, by the U.S. military and, of course, the Senate, House of Representatives, and major hospitals in the United States. Bill, when people use the KN95 masks, how long will an individual mask last as far as you know, when is its effectiveness is 100%?
So, yeah, it's a good question. So the masks themselves, they're filters. And the filter material is a polypropylene electrostatic filter material. So the electrostatic, so just by stating that, I just wanted to emphasize that. So you should never wash the mask or introduce water to it, because that would render the electrostatic portion of it somewhat useless. So anyway, the masks themselves, as being filters, you know, if you worked in a, and I've used this example before, if you're working in a wood shop and sawdust, it would get clogged up pretty quickly because it's a filter, and then making it difficult to sort of breathe in, and at that point you should change it. However, when you're wearing everyday use, you're probably not going to experience that. However, most of the time we recommend to people that they rotate the mask. So if you wear it on Monday, you know, wear it Monday, and then you can put it in a bag. And then the CDC has shown that the virus dies after 3 days on surfaces. So what you could do is, you know, take 7 bags, put them on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know, after Monday, put the money one back in the bag, and then you can then reuse it the following week. However, as a rule of thumb, I always tell people it's better to be safe than sorry. So, you know, if you go into a high-risk environment, so let's say you go into a hospital, or maybe you're traveling at the airport and there are tons of people around or something along those lines, you know, probably the best thing to do is just discard the mask after that use. That's what I would do.
Okay, that makes sense. Our guest is Bill Tabner. Bill Tabner, president of Bonafide Masks in Mount Vernon, New York. Now, Bill, what about the masks for children? How do they work?
Sorry, Josh. I apologize, but I didn't hear that last.
Yeah, the masks for children. How are they different, or how are they exactly the same?
So the Palcom K95 mask for children, it's the exact same mask, but it's 15% smaller. So the same filter material, same everything. It's just a little bit smaller.
Okay, and the children also should use it on a rotational basis, their masks?
Yeah, the same rules that would apply for the other ones would apply. It's the same mask, but just smaller. So yes, I would apply the same rules. Yes, sir.
And Bill, how can listeners of Here's to Your Health contact Bonafide Masks directly to find out more about using the KN95 masks?
So the best way to do it is, well, we have our website. The website's bonafidemasks.com, bonafidemasks.com. Our email is info@bonafidemasks.com, or my personal email is bill@ballchain.com. That's bill@ballchain.com. And I always do, some people have questions just as far as how to use them, etc. They're more than welcome to call my cell phone, which is 914-720-3164.
Okay, that sounds great. Our guest is Bill Tabner. Bill Tabner is the president of Bonafide Masks, a division of Ball Chain Manufacturing in Mount Vernon, New York, in business since 1938. And they supply the KN95 masks, which are used by the United States military, the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives, and major hospitals throughout the United States. And you can contact Bill Tabner at Bonafide Masks directly at 914-720-3164. That's 914-720-3164. Or you can email Bill at bill@ballchain.com. That's bill@ballchain.com. And again, they supply the KN95 masks, which are considered the best of the masks to use to protect us now against, you know, people coughing and sneezing on you in situations where you don't want that to happen. It just seems very prudent that we pay attention to this. And again, the KN95 masks fit better. They actually work better. And Bill's company, Bonafide Masks, sells in the United States and in Canada, and they have warehouses in the United States and in Canada, and so there's no duty to be paid when you order the KN95 masks. This is Josh Lane. You're listening to Here's to Your Health. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after these important messages. Thank you for listening to the show. If you have suggestions for guests or topics you would like to hear, please email me at joshlanewellness@gmail.com. That's joshlanewellness@gmail.com. J-O-S-H-L-A-N-E wellness healthwithjoshua@gmail.com. On behalf of the cast and crew, I would like to wish you a healthy and safe good evening.
Hello Life Skin Gel and Herbs Concentrate, organically grown aloe vera, used by makeup artists working with Hollywood's most beautiful actors. Aloe Life Skin Gel looks great on your face and quickly soothes your skin, hands and feet, even blisters. Plus, Aloe Life Skin Gel and Herbs is Hollywood's secret. Available at natural food stores and pharmacies nationwide, online and at Sprouts, Clark's, Mother's, and Whole Foods. Aloe Life Skin Gel and Skin Gel and Herbs, a great way to keep your skin healthy and beautiful inside and out. Aloe Life, America's premium aloe vera brand and loved by your skin. Hollywood Secret, now available nationwide. More beautiful skin, Aloe Life. Give them a call at 1-800-414-ALOE. That's 1-800-414-2563. The very best in aloe, Aloe Life.
Thank you for listening to the show. If you have suggestions for guests or topics you would like to hear, please email me at joshlanewellness@gmail.com. That's joshlanewellness@gmail.com. JOSHLANE wellness@gmail.com. On behalf of the cast and crew, I would like to wish you a healthy and safe good evening.